Pope Francis arrived in Fatima, Portugal today. Tomorrow he will canonize a brother and sister who reportedly saw a vision of the Virgin Mary there a century ago. Hundreds of thousands of Catholic pilgrims are converging on Fatima for the ceremony. As always, the town will do a brisk trade in souvenirs and in another item that is not for the pilgrims to take home, as Amanda Kersey discovered when she visited Fatima earlier this spring.
The Shrine of Fatima's church is a two-story concrete circle set low in a large public square. On the way there, visitors pass by a plaza of souvenir stands crammed with rosaries, keychains, and toys. The bestseller are Lady of Fatima figurines, in classic white with crystal eyes, or glow-in-the-dark green with glitter. Then something plainer yet stranger for sale, beeswax body parts.
We have hands, foot, the leg, the full leg, the heart.
Tokens of devotion, vendor Eduardo Silva says, offered as thanks for a cure, or in hopes of one.
Okay, so the people when have a problem, for example, in a hand or something, promise to Our Lady of Fatima that if they were cured, the problem was solved, they come to Fatima to put on the fire one of these to burn there. It's like a promise, yeah.
In other words, wax molded around the objects of answered prayers. A premature baby that pulled through. Breast cancer in remission. Homes and businesses that survived the crash. Small miracles celebrated in Fatima because of the big one on May 13th, 1917, when three children said they saw the Virgin Mary. Among the things she told them, some, but not all, of the sick would get better if they had faith.
Do you believe in it?
Yes, I believe. If I don't believe, I wasn't here in Fatima selling the products.
Every month, pilgrims from all over the world burn several tons of wax at an outdoor metal fire pit on the square. Most of those aren't lifelike, but instead simple candlesticks sold for pocket change under a tent. Loli Sanchez Galan, from Spain, just bought a few. What she had prayed for, she won't say.
Because if I do, I might even cry. So I'd rather not say.
Galan is on her way to the fire pit. There, people are quietly placing their candles on the grate, which is dripping with melted wax. Among them, American Travis Moon and his family. They're here from Colorado.
I think it's an important symbolism for Catholicism, so we wanted to see what it was all about and learn more about the miracles.
Even under the cold March drizzle, Moon's young son is into it.
My name's Trey.
Hey, Trey. I saw you looking at the fire. What'd you think of the fire?
It's pretty cool that you actually get to burn a candle or something.
Are you going to burn one?
Yeah.
He's about the age of the kids who put Fatima on the map. Two of them, Francisco and Jacinta, are soon to be saints. John Paul II called them two candles which God lit to illuminate mankind. Pope Francis will canonize them on the 100th anniversary of their vision. Good for Catholicism and good for business, says vendor Eduardo Silva.
For now, isn't so good because we don't have yet a statue that says San Francisco and San Jacinta.
I imagine somebody's working on that, making the new figure.
I think so. We believe so. Our suppliers, I think they are thinking about it.
Fatima's souvenir stands aren't acting too soon, though. Vendor said no new figurines until the siblings' sainthood is official. For the world, Amanda Kersey, Fatima, Portugal.
If you've never seen one of these fire pits where people burn candles and wax figures, Amanda posted some great photos at PRI.org.